Benson Garden Club. Club's talk on the 6th of November was given by Chris Beardshaw on painting with plants. He began by observing that as a nation we probably have more gardens open to the public than anywhere else and have a phenomenal appetite for visiting them and for eating the accompanying cake. Part of this fascination is because our gardens are wonderfully diverse. Nevertheless, in spite of this diversity, Chris showed that many gardens draw on some basic design principles which have been around since ancient times. Lawrence Johnson's influential arts and crafts style gardens of rooms at Hidcote Manor, the splendour of the gardens at the Palace of Versailles, and the stunning Karasansui dry landscape garden at Ryoanshi in Kyoto all illustrated these principles, and an etching of a garden found in an Egyptian tomb demonstrated how timeless the concept of good garden design really is. Principles included the idea that there should be some form of marked entry to signify leaving the outside to go inside the garden. This narrowing is easy to replicate, for example, a small arch or two plants framing an entrance. Secondly, the garden should be enclosed with some form of boundary to create seclusion and privacy. Thirdly, within the garden itself, you should have a focal point at the end, a straight line view, but with planting interest to the left and right to divert you. Once you reach the end, there should be a viewpoint to look back from. Turning to planting schemes, Chris then shared how you can create a border with year-long colour. From a practical perspective, use layers of tracing paper to mark out your design and to check the distribution of when things will be in flower. To create interest, he recommended using hot colours, reds, oranges and yellows, in sunlight, and then blues, purples and whites in the shade. Chris humorously warned us to be wary of plant gifts when prefaced with the phrase, "Oh, have one of these, I have loads of them," a potential indicator that the plant has weed-like tendencies. And going back to the Egyptian tomb with its garden drawing designed to come to life for eternity, he tongue-in-cheek advised us to be similarly selective with our plant choices. Do I want to look at this plant for eternity, and what function will it perform? On the 4th of December, we welcome Claire Foster, Garden Editor at House and Gardens UK, come to talk to us on pastoral gardens, which is also the title of her new book. Then, on the 8th of January, we look forward to meeting Catherine, the Tea Break Gardener, who will share shade-loving plant ideas for a woodland garden. Each talk is £2 for members, £5 for visitors. Just turn up on the door, no need to book. Both events will be at our usual venue, Benson Parish Hall. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:45 p.m. start. Further information about the club and how to join as a member can be found on our website, bensongardeningclub.weebly.com, or feel free to email bensongardeningclub@gmail.com, and that is written by Liz Harrison.